Macca talks, Cairns listens. John McKenzie, the local you know. For Pacific Toyota, better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Now, I'd just like to draw your attention to a couple of letters to the editor that are really important given the discussion we've been having endlessly over the future of the Karanda Range Road. This is from yesterday. Andrew Moss wrote in the Cairns Post on what the next steps should be to make the Karanda Range Road safer. Andrew said, Karanda Range is a joke. This is supposed to be a safety upgrade. But now there's trenches sunk most of the way up and more to come. I really hope a resaleable was quoted, or resealable rather was quoted, in the price for this so-called upgrade, writes Andrew Moss. Now, that's been followed up here today by this one from Dennis Burton of Karanda, who writes under the heading, Roadworks a Danger. I would like to support Thursday's comment on the recent Karanda Range roadworks. I travel on the range via motorbike, and the filled-in trenches that are now crisscrossing the road are going to cause an accident or death in bad or wet weather conditions. Previously, the road surface was excellent. It is such a shame to destroy it. Dennis Burton, Karanda. Now, I haven't seen this, I must admit, but there'll be a whole lot of people listening saying, well, I drive it every day and that's exactly the situation, I'm sure. And then maybe others will say it's overdone. I don't know. We're about to find out more about it because Ken Harley, over quite an extended period of time, has taken a very keen interest in what's happening with the Karanda Range Road. Well, what isn't happening with the Karanda Range Road? He's chairman at Redcliffe Highway Proposal. And Ken is set to go. Yes, he is. Ken, good morning.
G'day, John.
What did you think of these letters, the content of these letters?
They're spot on, exactly and precisely correct, particularly in what we call the Narrows, which is from Avondale Creek down to towards Smithfield. It really is tiger country, and very particularly for a motorbike, even in good conditions for a motorbike. Mm. But what we have to remember is that in heavy rainfall events, and at night times and foggy times, not much fog down that end, but in foggy times, that you don't see the road surface. You can't see that. You rely on the guideposts and the cat's eyes on the road, so you can't see the undulations and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
So I sincerely hope that a reseal is going to happen and happen bloody quick because the rain is upon us. And once the rain starts, those trenches start to break up. I also hope, like most other people that know about building roads and truckies and what have you, that the reseal on top of the surface that you run on is only as good as what the foundation is underneath.
Mm.
So if they continue to sink the way they're sinking, you can reseal it, but the trenches will reappear. They reappear very quickly. So, yeah, it's a point of real concern. We're into November. And we can start having those heavy rainfall events, and that road will actually break up. And there's many, many people that know that that's what happens. When some water gets into under the surface, the asphalt on top's gone, it goes. And you have craters, not potholes, you have craters. So, yeah, I sure hope, and I wish it'd be really good if main roads could come out with what they're planning.
Tiger country. You talk tiger country, Avondale Creek to Smithfield. What's the term tiger country? What's it relating
to? Tiger country. I'm referring to just a very rough and scary sort of a surface.
Okay.
And you really need to be on the ball. And if you're on your motorbike, well, even in a light car, I drive a little Toyota Yaris up and down a fair bit. And it bounces around. So, you know, it won't take much more for things to start to come unstuck. I'm not a fast driver, John, so yeah, it won't take much for things to come unstuck. And then if you can then get your rain and a car does get out of kilter a little bit, not even speed, it's more likely to slide. And there's a couple of spots down there that are very famous for sliding. It's mainly due to fuel getting spilled on the road, but He's certainly right. They're dead right. And, I mean, all the truckies are talking about it. People with road building experience are all talking about it. It's, and the motorbike riders, yeah, well, they must be really, must get a bit scary for them,
I
think.
Oh, God, yeah. Once again, the whole focus has been so intensely on the future of the Karanda Range Road, and everyone's so disillusioned with, fundamentally, the government putting off the inevitable indefinitely, where we were told it was chock-a-block, what, 3 years ago at capacity. No, it won't be at capacity until 2050. Who do you believe?
Yeah, well, that's just, you can't, like, that Mark Ryan, the transport minister, said that. You know, I was in a forum in Mareeba and he looked me in the eye and said all that. And I just sort of looked at him and thought, well, mate, I don't know who's feeding you or what they're feeding you, but geez, you can't, you're sitting in Mareeba, one of the fastest growth regions in the state. And then you look at Atherton and look at the growth in Atherton and the Tablelands and all the rest of it, and you think, it's just not impossible to even remotely think that, you know? So, I don't know where they're coming from. I asked in Mareeba, I asked him, would the state government give some thought to at least beginning, you know, they're waiting on this regional plan, which is going to take another couple of years.
Yeah.
But isn't it possible to fast forward a plan or a study, a proper fair dinkum study on the Karanda Range Road and alternatives, a real one, not like that 1.6 million one that said we can wait till 2050, a real study, and then start to quarantine the land and prepare? Can't we at least do that to get started?
Yeah.
And he just said, no, he's happy to wait. And that's all there is to it.
Oh, isn't this a nightmare?
And I just think, well, that's not going to work and that won't happen, so we just got a more of a battle on our hands.
Yeah.
So at the moment, we're involved in trying to get around community groups and what have you and, you know, trucking organisations and all sorts of things to try to continue to garner support to do something with it.
Yeah, good on you, Ken. I really appreciate it.
Certainly,
I'm sure others do too.
Yeah. Yeah, so certainly, John, you know, 2019, John, 1,000 trucks were using it a day. 2019 is the last real good solid figures you get because then now the Barron Bridge restrictions have altered the truck figures.
Yeah.
But, you know, 1,000 trucks a day over 365 days over 24 hours. So it's more than 1,000, you know, they don't operate around the clock. So 1,000 trucks is a lot of trucks.
Exactly.
And then there's all of couriers and all the rest of it that make the world go round.
Yeah, sure.
And so we've got to look at it. We've got to find a more efficient route up over the hill for our kids and our grandkids.
Exactly. Good on you, Kenny. Yep. Thank you.
Hooray, mate.
That's Ken Harley with another update. He's remarkable in his understanding of this emerging crisis as far as the connecting road between the coast and the Tablelands is concerned. Chairman Redcliffe Highway proposal is Ken Harley. Now,